Michael, jerks have to end.
It's Heartbreak Hotel up in here. Get out of my life.
I'm finished.
Everything comes to an end.
I'm going
to
go home and sleep with my wife.
I don't need this. I'm out of here.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Stocks are higher to start the trading day on Wall Street after yesterday's 2,000-point drop in the Dow. The coronavirus spread has President Trump looking for ways to offset the economic impacts.
We're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody, and discussing a possible payroll tax cut or relief.
There are 26 confirmed coronavirus deaths in the United States, with cases in 36 states and D.C. There are Democratic Party presidential primary contests in six states today.
Former Democratic candidates Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, both senators, threw their support behind former Vice President Joe Biden last night in Detroit.
I'm going to tell you, I am so proud to endorse Joe Biden to be the next president of the United States.
9% of all pledged delegates are available today.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Bernie Sanders won Michigan in 2016. He debates Joe Biden one-on-one Sunday. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Well, there's been in and out of showers this morning. It's been kind of wet at times, but nothing heavy, nothing widespread. And I think this trend will continue. In and out of showers with a high temperature up to about 73. The showers kind of fizzle out gradually during the evening hours tonight. Overnight low 58. Tomorrow, there will be scattered showers and thunderstorms on the radar for sure. That's a given. But your chances of running into one are about 40%. So that sounds more like a summertime situation where they will be around, but they will be random. And a high around 76. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side tomorrow. Then upper 70s on Thursday and Friday. Risk of some showers, but widely scattered at best. Upper 70s to around 80 Saturday, and 78 on Sunday, with a risk of more spotty showers. But again, the better rain chances up in North Alabama. When you total up our rain this week, it's not going to be nearly as extensive as last week.
Good.
North Alabama will see the bulk of it. But we do have to mention the chance of showers every day. So this is like a very spring-like situation. We have 9 days left of winter.
9 days left.
And a lot of people have said we haven't had much winter, but
that's true, though. It's been colder.
There have been chilly mornings.
Yeah.
But the people will say, well, it didn't snow. It didn't snow this year.
Well, that's good. It snows down here, it's just
terrible.
Gross and wet.
I don't want it at all.
Everything shuts down.
Yeah, exactly. Travel, it becomes no way.
Yeah.
No possible way.
I don't even want to mess with it. Who's that guy wearing a fedora on TV? Oh, I guess he's supporting either Bernie or Biden.
Pollen is back in the news, though. I mean,
yeah.
Pollen, it's going to be your red car is going to be yellowish.
I've already noticed it a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, on the cloth top.
Yeah. I have an idea that I'm going to get my car back a week from Friday. Yeah, my car that had an encounter with a telephone pole.
Oh, right.
So,
so what are the plans for us? We're all going to be Gregless here for the next.
Yeah, we are, and I've gone out and bought milk and bread and what do you do when Greg's gone? You just
gloves and soap.
You just stock up on stuff.
I gotta sing Happy Birthday while I wash my hands.
I love that guy, and the guy who does that looks the part.
Oh, he's so good.
He's perfect. He's perfect.
So funny.
He's perfect. Yeah. So we'll survive. You know what we'll do tomorrow morning? We will fill 3 hours.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's called in the business. Phil Todd.
Exactly. Have a good show, man.
Appreciate it, Rich. News and Views begins in mere moments.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Jury selection is underway for a man charged with killing three people during a robbery attempt. Keon Kane is facing three counts of capital murder for the death of Eddie Scott, Anthony Smith, and Al Benson at a Prattville barbershop in July 2017. Kane's co-defendant, Marty Morgan, pleaded guilty to capital murder last March. Montgomery police opened a death investigation after a man was found shot and killed early Monday morning. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. Right now, no arrests have been made. And after nearly 2 years under review, Montgomery Public Schools has regained full accreditation. Based on an updated report presented Monday, MPS has shown improvement in just about every area that needed improvement in 2018. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
All right, everybody, that's what I'm talking about, guys. We've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Keep our composure. That's too far. There's too much to lose. Keep our composure.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Is everybody keeping their composure? Everybody staying cool, calm, collected? Because right now it feels like there really is a communication breakdown across the nation. Politics is getting in the way. Bad math is getting in the way. Well, again, electoral politics is getting in the way. Last night, I'm looking at the screen now, Bernie Sanders was on a Fox presidential town hall with Bret Baier and Martha McCallum. And I have yet to listen to that. We might do that a little later in the program and just take it live. And I'll react to it in real time. But of course, the top story of this morning continues to be the coronavirus, as well as the economic fallout from the coronavirus. Now, yesterday's drop in the market, one of the largest drops since 2008, just shy of 8 points. That was because of fallout from the coronavirus, but mostly because of the drop in oil prices having to do with the Saudis in a market share war with the Russians. Interesting stuff going on there. I saw news this morning. They might get back into talks quickly, start coordinating how much oil they'll actually put on the market going forward. But for now, there's just this confluence of events that really has knocked, I have to say, the president of the United States off of his game in a way I haven't seen in years. Usually Trump completely controls the media cycle. Usually Trump is the one that, even if it makes him look bad in the short term, is the one driving the conversation. Now, I believe he tweeted yesterday, today, so much fake news everywhere. They're trying to blame it on me, but nobody's to blame for this. Trump came out with a press conference with the whole team yesterday evening, early evening, with Vice President Pence, Secretary Azar, the whole assembled team on this coronavirus task force, and he suggested some economic measures, in particular, a payroll tax cut. So with the news that Saudi Arabia and Russia might actually be getting along a little bit, the president coming out and saying, we would like to do a payroll tax cut, as well as look at a way to relieve hourly workers, part-time workers, for if they have to stay home due to exposure to the novel new coronavirus, COVID-19 is what it brings about, then we're going to do that. So today the markets are up right now, trying to regain some ground. They're not completely there. We've had quite the sell-off in the last few days, but we'll see where that goes. Now, sometimes you run across or you remember a painting or a novel or a short story, a piece of music, maybe even a pop song, or maybe even a scene from a satirical comedic movie. And you find yourself saying, man, life really does imitate art. I'm sure y'all remember the scene from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Now, I'm not sure what it really represents. Does it represent everybody freaking out over the coronavirus? I don't want to make light of, say, for instance, the elderly dying in Washington State. One nursing home in particular hit hard, where the majority of American deaths due to the coronavirus has happened. And this is the problem, it seems, with the coronavirus. The good news is it's not affecting children and young, healthy adults, even those in middle age, too terribly, but it is affecting those 60 and above, and especially those 80 and above. So be cognizant of that. If you have any underlying conditions, be cognizant of that. Whether heart problems, diabetes, respiratory pulmonary problems, be careful in that regard. All that said, you know this clip from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, but does it represent us freaking out about the coronavirus? Does it represent maybe the Democratic Party wanting to use the coronavirus to kill the U.S. economy? And thus the presidency of Donald Trump? Or does it represent the Democratic Party wanting to kill the candidacy of Bernie Sanders? Or does it represent Bernie Sanders wanting to kill the cadaverous Joe Biden? I'll let you be the judge, but you remember the scene, right?
Bring out your dead!
Cats screeching.
Bring out your dead!
Bells ringing, people toiling mugs.
I'm not dead!
What? Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead.
Here. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not.
He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulations. I don't want to go on the car.
Oh, don't be such a baby.
I can't take him. I feel fine.
Well, do us a favour.
I can't.
Well, can you hang around a couple of minutes? He won't be long.
No, I've got to go to Robinson's. They've lost 9 today.
Well, when's your next run?
Thursday.
You
think I'll go for a walk?
You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look, isn't there something you can do?
I feel happy.
Oh, no, don't feel happy.
I feel happy.
You're not allowed to feel happy. Oh.
Ah, thanks very much. Touch all. See you on Thursday.
Right.
See, folks, I'm trying to decide. Is that the Democratic Party saying to Bernie, no, you're dead. You're dead. I don't care if you feel happy, you're dead. Or is that Trump saying, no, I feel happy. I feel so happy I'm not dead. And they're trying to kill him with the virus through the economy. It's not clear, but I think it's a little premature right now for everybody to be freaking out. And there are different ways for people to freak out. I already laid out there are real concerns, and take those precautions, especially if you're in those demographics where this could be a problem for you. That said, people are freaking out. For instance, it goes around the globe. One family here in the United States said they accidentally bought a 12-year supply of toilet paper. How do you accidentally buy 12 years worth of toilet paper? And in fact, how much toilet paper is that? Well, that's some crazy stuff. A North Korean official who came back from China was in quarantine, but he made a trip to the public bath, so the North Koreans shot and killed him. Now, you never know when it comes to news out of North Korea, but I suspect those who shot and killed the guy in public baths accidentally shot and killed him in public, got blood everywhere, so those who shot him also had to be shot. It's crazy living in a totalitarian Stalinist regime. Coming up, there is a good article here from the World Economic Forum about how to keep things in perspective on the coronavirus. But I want to hear what you think. How do you feel about this virus, the development with the economy, how the president's handling it? And are you happy, and just feel like the news is trying to get you down? It is a rare occasion where the president isn't in control of the narrative, even when he's being accused by a porn star of sleeping with her. Trump drives the news narrative by going, hey, horse face. Not a lovely moment. It's a kind of a weird flex on the part of Trump, but it controls the news cycle. Gets people talking about what he wants. When it comes to this virus, well, I don't think anybody can really control this. You only do the best you can. So let's go to the phones. 272-9228, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Yeah, I've decided I'm not going to let it, you know, this is not the Black Plague. This, you know what I'm saying? This is not, people have blown, the media is blown this thing out of proportion.
How many people have died?
55 people have died.
Right.
55, that many were died over the weekend, probably in Chicago, getting shot.
Right.
Not that, but you know what I'm saying? It's so out of it's just ridiculous. So,
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I just said I decided I'm not going to let all this stuff on the news. I listened to the group yesterday, the president and the vice president, and I think they're doing a good job. If people would just listen to that and not listen to the idiots on MSNBC and CNN, they'll be fine. This thing will go away eventually, and next flu season we'll have something else. So it's just, you know, it's called life.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
It's called life.
And, yeah, I wanted to ask you something.
Okay.
I recorded it because I was watching something else. So I went back and listened to the town hall with Bernie.
Right.
That guy is such a con artist. You know what I'm saying? They asked him specifically how he was going to pay for it. He never did say.
Well, you want me to do the math all right here, Jim? Like, we're a rich country. Michael Bloomberg could pay for all of it. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
he explained how to pay. He explained something about the medical part. You know, about this mumbo jumbo about this and taxing that, and then what you save on not paying premiums and deductibles. But then the Brett asked and said, "Well, how are you going to pay for the other, the tuition, the free tuition?" And then he just went off, and he never did. He asked him first. He said, "Can I stand up?" Because he likes to stand up and start waving his arms around and moving around, and he never answered it.
It's like he's doing a dance number, and he's, like, pointing to everybody around the, you get free tuition, and you get college is free well, and you get free medical care, and you get pre-K programs, and you get rent control. Who doesn't love rent control? Oh, God.
He's a snake oil salesman.
I haven't watched it, actually. I'm going to play it. Yeah. We're going to play it later today and have me react to it in real time. It'll be fun.
I did watch it. I just had to hear him, and you know, because I went back and watched it, I said, man, this guy because it started the same time as the meeting with the Trump with President Trump. So I taped it so I could go back and listen to it if I wanted to hear what they had to say. But he's just, it's just a bunch of mumbo jumbo, and he never would answer anything. And I think today he's going to be shocked at what's going to happen today. I think he's going to be so far out of it after the results today that he's probably thinking about getting out of it. I don't think he'll be around in it by the time they go to the convention. I think he'll have dropped out.
He claims he's going to stick with it, but he might get out early. Who knows? But, you know, the one aspect of his plans, and I think Joe Biden's bought into these too, it's that really scares me, Jim, is not necessarily, I don't like any of his plans, for instance, Medicare for all, but the healthcare system, we can all admit, a bit messed up. And I would want to go in the opposite direction of government control, but the status quo is not exactly hunky-dory. That said, the plan that scares me the most coming out of the left is this idea of the new Green Deal and this idea of renewables. And I'm actually a believer, and it's not just from being a contrarian, that fossil fuels are not only a necessary evil, fossil fuels are a moral good. They have brought about human prosperity and human well-being and flourishing like never before seen on this earth. And in fact, if you look at the environment with your standard being human beings, it's made the environment safer. For instance, these storms that have been coming through Montgomery the last few weeks, these storms aren't as dangerous because, you know, we have these things called houses with electricity and, you know, central heating and air. And so you go back 200, 300 years ago, those storms might have killed you. So it's just absurd that people don't have the perspective of if you have a clear alternative that is just as cheap, just as efficient as the current fossil fuels we use, fine, I'm all for that. But right now, this idea the government takes over the means of production for energy and demonizes the one source of energy that has made us almost like supermen, give me a break. Don't go there.
Yeah. And too, Joey, look at all the other products that are made with petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not just the fuel. I mean, there's so many. But, I'm glad to see the prices coming down. I hadn't checked it out. What's gas? Is it gas below $2 down in this area?
When I filled up yesterday, well, I do the 90, the highest.
Oh, okay.
It was like 260 for that, which is pretty cheap.
Yeah.
267, but I believe, exact. Yeah.
If this continues, man, gas might get down about 99 cents a gallon. I can go with that, and I see the stock market's up due to the stimulus that the president, see, he cut them off at the knees. With the stimulus thing, and now what's the mainstream media going to gripe about today? Because the stocks are rising now, and he's got this coronavirus. He's got his plan in effect now, and things are going. You know, I'm 60. I'll be 69 in shortly, and I've got some health issues, but I take all my medicine.
Right.
I do not get a flu shot, and I've never got flu shots, and I've never had the flu. Some people are just susceptible to getting it, I guess, but I'm not worried about it.
I've only had the flu once in my life, and it was like 2 years ago, and it wasn't that bad. It was the first time I had to stay home from work. That was in 8-9 years. But my mother, being the nurse she was, every year around this time, she'd walk into the kitchen while I'm doing homework, be like, and have a syringe in her hand. I'm like, oh, no. Really? And she would just administer the flu shot herself. And then she was pretty good with shots. She would do it. It was pretty quick and painless. But come on, Mom. Just leave me alone.
But just take care of yourself and be sensible about it. And this will pass. And this has been going on for years. We've gone through all the other ones, the SARS and the Ebola and the... Legionnaires. I mean, it's just something to get people.
It's almost like it hits the news cycle every 2 years. It's interesting how that works.
But anyways, it's all good, and just there's nothing you can do about it. It's just do the best you can, everything will be fine. You know, I'm just keep looking at those figures. 55 people have died. I mean, talk about something blown out of proportion.
Right. For now.
And the thing that got me yesterday, though, was showing the boat coming in.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
The cruiser coming in, just like they were tracking O.J.'s Bronco as he was trying to escape.
Don't do it.
Here it is. It's coming in. There it is. Whoa.
Don't do it, Juice. I got to run, Jim. Appreciate the call.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Folks, more news and views when we come back. This hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 40% off for news and views listeners on video transfers to digital format. That's for videotapes only, not film. But call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, to get your 40% off on all video transfers to digital format. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor this hour of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluke.com today. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke.
84417.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank and is going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolate, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Shop the best sale of the season. Save 25 to 75% on hundreds of gift items, home decor ideas, and floral supplies. Join us Saturday, March 21st for designer demos and music by Brian Brantley. Refreshments, door prizes, and doorbusters available. Don't miss our spring open house, March 19th through 21st, for huge savings on our already low outlet prices. Your best deal can be found at Cafco Outlet, Montgomery's favorite outlet store, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
O'Reilly. Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale with great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Right now, get a 57-piece quarter-inch drive ratchet, socket, and bit set just $24.99, plus double O rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butts.
Pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Tis true. Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host Jack Campbell actually, you know, given everything going around, he has a doctor's appointment today, so he'll be fine. But he's taking the day off to go see the doc. Coming in here before too long will be Eddie Bader to join me. I think we're going to get into this Bernie Sanders town hall. I've yet to watch what happened last night on Fox News. On Fox News, and I'd like to react to what Bernie had to say in real time. I think he is, figuratively speaking, on life support when it comes to his campaign, but I'd imagine Bernie is going to be undeterred and stick in the race. And if you consider his cadaverous opponent, Joe Biden, whew, I don't know about that, folks. Maybe an establishment figure who doesn't really stand for anything is the way people want to go. You know, I don't love everything Trump does, but I think Biden, just on a basic level, is lacking the communication skills. So we'll see where that goes. We will see. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. If you want 40% off on videotape transfers to digital format, preserving those analog memories by bringing them into the digital future, call Dan Black at 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell the team, tell Dan Black, you're a News and Views listener. You'll get 40% off on those video transfers. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being the sponsor of this hour of News and Views. So let's play a little bit of what President Trump and the team had to say yesterday. This is from the press conference yesterday.
Thank you very much. We just attended a very important task force meeting on the virus that everybody is talking about all over the world, no matter where you go. That's what's on people's minds. And we are going to take care of and have been taking care of the American public and the American economy. We are going to be asking tomorrow, we're seeing the Senate. We're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody, and discussing a possible payroll tax cut or relief.
I like that.
Substantial relief, very substantial relief. Ooh. That's a big number. We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck. We're going to be working with companies and small companies, large companies, a lot of companies, so that they don't get penalized for something that's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not our country's fault. This was something that we were thrown into, and we're going to handle it, and we have been handling it very well. The big decision was early when we shut down our borders. We're the first ones ever to do that. We've never done that in our country before. We would have a situation that would be a lot more dire. Also, we're going to be seeing Small Business Administration and creating loans for small businesses. We're also working with the industries, including the airline industry, the cruise ship industry, which obviously will be hit. We're working with them very, very strongly. We want them to travel. We want people to travel to certain locations and not to other locations at this moment. And hopefully that will straighten out sooner rather than later. But we're working with the industries, and in particular those two industries. We're also talking to the hotel industry. In some mm-hmm. places actually will do well, and some places probably won't do well at all. But we're working also with the hotel industry. But the main thing is that we're taking care of the American public, and we will be taking care of the American public. And I really appreciate the professionals behind me and the professionals actually behind them in a different room. We have a tremendous team, and it's headed up by our great Vice President, Mike Pence. And I want to thank Mike because he's been working 24 hours a day, just about. He has been working very, very hard, very diligently, and very professionally, and I want to thank him. I want to thank the team, and I'll have Mike say a few words. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to pause it there. That was the president yesterday evening, early evening yesterday, and the stock market has responded to the idea of a payroll tax cut. I thought a middle-class payroll tax cut was in order anyhow, so that's a good thing. But one of the things the press is doing is they're making it about the politicians. They're making it about these guys who are self-quarantining because they ran into somebody with the coronavirus at CPAC. They're making it about Matt Gaetz and Ted Cruz. And they're even making it about the President of the United States. Now, yesterday they claimed that the President stormed out of this meeting when asked, has he had a test administered for coronavirus, for COVID-19, and he just quietly walked away. Just today, this morning, the press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, for the White House, put out a statement saying the president has not had a test administered on him because, well, he's not showing any symptoms and didn't have any direct contact with anybody who had coronavirus. So, again, the media, folks, what does the media run on? If you want to get people's attention and you want to sell advertising, you can do it in many different ways. And we try to shoot for those many different ways here in the radio business. But in particular with cable news television, what they go back to time and time again, it's that same well that they dunk into, is fear. Fear, uncertainty, speculation, that is a perfect brew for the news media. And then when you can bring in that political element of, look, oh, the government is just not able to respond effectively, they're going to keep going back to this well of fear. So what do we do, those of you who aren't sufficiently freaked out? Well, we wait. We bide our time. We go about living our lives. You take precautions that make reasonable sense. And we'll see how this goes. But I'm interested to see what it's going to be like, say, 2 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, as we circle into spring, into summer. What is it going to be like, actually? And my suggestion, whether it's on this issue or on issues having to do with, say, well, what was that big scare for a while?
Russia.
Yeah, Russia. Or the abuse of the FISA court or the impeachment process. It would be of good utility for all of us to have long memories. To live up to the party mascot of the grand old party. And to never forget. Because I'm about tired. And maybe I'm jaded. Because I'm in this business. This 24/7 news cycle. Where everything is freak out. I like to call it macho man news media and politics. Freak out, brother. It's ridiculous. And so maybe I'm jaded. Because I've seen all these skies falling predictions. And many of them don't come to pass. I myself, especially when I was younger, I would buy into these things. I'd share them myself. And things didn't come to pass. There is such a thing as a so-called black swan event, an exo-shock to the global health economic system. Those things can happen. And this certainly going on with the coronavirus, the new coronavirus, COVID-19, is indeed a pandemic. But that only speaks to how it's being transmitted across the globe, geographically speaking. That says nothing about the lethality of this virus, anything like that. So don't give in to the fear. There's more we can handle here. More news and views when we come back.
You know what I mean? When-
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek with Tumka.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very spring-like forecast for the rest of this week. Today's high temperature in the low to mid-70s. Scattered showers possible from time to time today and tonight. Maybe the rumble of thunder. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow, a little warmer, high around 76, scattered showers and thunderstorms. It's not going to rain all the time, but the risk of showers will be mentioned in the forecast every day this week. So Thursday and Friday, with a high in the upper 70s, the risk of showers continues. We'll be near 80 on Saturday. Slight risk of showers continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, gentlemen, especially young gentlemen out there who might be in love, you know, 'tis the season where you start going to weddings and your significant other, your girlfriend, looks at you and says, why don't I have a ring? Why aren't we on the path to, you know, tie the knot? Well, if you are thinking about getting that engagement ring for your significant other and popping the question, why not consider Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughn Road is the place to go to find a one-of-a-kind, yes, one-of-a-kind, antique ring. Handcrafted, to be structurally sound, but yet appear delicate, and again, unique, a true one-of-a-kind piece. Heirloom Jewelers has those rings, and they are ready to go as wedding season kicks in. But also, if you have a bunch of jewelry laying around that you never use
And even if you think it's a bunch of junk, why don't you call Troop Booth today and find out exactly how much it's worth? And you might want to sell it once he tells you how much it's worth. Maybe you think it's too valuable. No, try Troop Booth out. Whatever it is, whatever kind of jewelry, call 260-0066. Make an appointment today with Troop Booth. It'll usually be in the morning. That way, he'll have plenty of time to spend with you, evaluate your jewelry, and if you agree on the value, handshake, fill out a form or two, you get paid right then and there. So whether you're looking maybe for that engagement ring or looking to sell some jewelry, Troop Booth is your man over at Heirloom Jewelers. Check him out today. 260-0066, 6948 Vaughn Road. Thank you to Heirloom Jewelers being a great sponsor here of News and Views. 272-9228 is the number to call if you want to get in. My hangout buddy here just stepped in. Hey, Eddie Bader, how are you?
Good, Joey. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
You're sounding well this morning.
Yeah, I'm feeling all right.
Good deal.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hey, good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I heard your, like, the closing moments of the last segment.
Okay.
And I think it's interesting because, as best I can tell, the saying that if it bleeds, it leads was started in about 1989, or it was coined in 1989 by some writer out of New York.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. And you know what show in particular that was to blame? I think it's before 89. Is 60 mm-hmm. Minutes.
60 Minutes?
Yeah, when really? 60 Minutes started getting better ratings than most sitcoms,
mm-hmm.
and they could sell advertising because of that,
yeah.
That's when people started to see, oh, news is a money-making gig. And it's kind of yep. started the trend we're seeing now.
Did you think that right. on the shows like 48 Hours and all that kind
oh,
of
sure.
things? Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And I think the 24-hour news cycle has made it worse. It's kind of like money, right? You don't. Money doesn't make you a good person. Like, you get money and it amplifies whatever you are. So if you're a good person before you have money, you're like a bigger good person
right.
after.
Mm-hmm.
If you're
well
a scumbag said. Before you get money, you're a bigger scumbag after you get money.
It's the truth.
It's well kind of like what the effect the internet had on the media. But with that said, I don't think I don't think how the media acts is a consequence of some scheme by some higher or some secret cabal.
No.
I think it's taking advantage of what human nature, right? So humans yeah. tend, like you like on this particular radio station, which is probably the only one that I listen to in the area, but I've heard others in other states. You know, you have people that talk about the deep state. Now you might think that's legit. You might think it's some, but the idea that there's some secret cabal of people that are pulling strings behind, that to me is it sounds pretty ridiculous, and it sounds like it's meant to generate fear because nobody can ever tell you who's in it, who's not in it, or if you hear, you know, that Hillary Clinton is running a sex ring out of a pizza parlor, or you hear that Sandy Hook it wasn't real, it was crisis. Like there are people that make money off of fear mm-hmm. because Americans or humans respond to it.
Yeah.
If you listen to the first 10 minutes of the local newscast, you think everybody's getting killed, everybody's being robbed, people are getting kidnapped and dying all over, but that's the news is set up. The first 10 minutes is all tragic. The middle is fluff and like, you know, heartfelt stuff. The end is sports. That's the same formula on every newscast you watch. And so I think, yeah, we could blame the media about what they're doing, but it doesn't matter whether you're a Fox viewer or CNN viewer or C-SPAN or whatever. They all have that pattern because that gets people's attention.
It's what works, yeah. Yeah.
Right, so before we blame the media, I would say we probably need to look in the mirror and see, you know, how we play into that and how our own biases and ignorances and kind of views allow people to take advantage of us.
Now you're speaking my language,
that's just
man.
What it is.
This is my wheelhouse.
That's just what it is.
Yeah, I mean, love that. That's a great message. You need to look in the mirror first, folks.
Yep, but you guys have a good day.
Thank you,
Jason.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about. When I look in the mirror, it's like, Joey, fix yourself first.
Well, Michael Jackson did a song about that. There's a man in the mirror.
That is a good song.
It is, man.
Let's see who this is online, too. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill, how are you this morning?
I am doing well. I tried to call in last week when Miss Kane was there, and I hope she's listening because I commend her for going the extra mile and looking outside the box for care for her child.
Right.
It's not everybody that would do that.
Right.
The other thing about that I was going to say, have you heard anything on the progression of the bill?
I think they're voting on it today, right?
Yeah, I believe they're doing something with it today. In fact,
the Senate.
Yeah, Christie is down there today trying to grease some wheels.
And my expectation is that it will pass out of the Senate.
Yes, I believe it will. I think most people believe that's what's going to happen.
Well, I hope it does, because I will tell you, I've got a couple of friends that have children, and the children are older, because I'm older now, but the children are either have autism or epilepsy, and they've used either cannabis derivatives or CDB oil and have gotten some pretty remarkable results.
Right, yeah.
The one thing that I wish the state would do would be look at how Florida has done their medical marijuana. Down there, everything is a distillate. They don't sell marijuana. They sell THC that has been distilled from the plants.
Right, that's actually what this bill would allow.
So,
there's no... They don't allow any raw product. You can't grow your own. You can't even buy leaf or buds. You have to. It's all produced product that can come in different, you know, mixes. Because there are all sorts. There are hundreds of cannabinoids.
Yeah.
And there are different types of THC. So certain medleys, if you will, or mixes of those components might work better for certain illnesses or other ailments.
Yeah, like for Hardy, it's a specific cannabinoid. She's going to yell at me because I said it wrong again. But anyway, it's a specific one for him. I want to say it's cannabinoid A.
Right.
And that might not work on the next person down the line. But until we do some research and find out, and right now it's kind of silly because the government is standing in the way of the research.
Well, and the research is happening in other states and other countries.
Right, and that's in Israel, of all places.
Yeah.
It's huge over there.
Right.
And I don't know if we're just letting somebody else pave the road for us and we're going to follow it or what, but I wish we'd get off this.
But, Bill, to your concern, the closest thing to smoking might be a nebulizer, like an inhaler that people could use for instant relief, because you can have instant attacks of all sorts. They're actually taking your advice already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's good. I have kind of followed it a little bit because I've got relatives that live in Colorado, and you know they refer to that out there as the Wild Wild West, because it's pretty much anything and everything goes. And Florida is very different. The distillate cannot be used except in the way it's meant to, because if you try to make edibles or anything else out of it, basically you render it useless.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Burn it off.
Yep.
So, but I do commend Ms. Kane for her research. It's great to see that there are parents out there that will go the extra mile and do the things that she's doing for her child. And I hope it goes through, and I hope they get some relief, because I can't imagine what it would be like to be in her shoes and to know that there's possibly help out there.
Amen. Well, Bill, I appreciate the call, and we'll stay on top of this story, see what happens today in the Senate.
Y'all have a good afternoon.
You too. Thanks, bud.
Got to hit another break here. Again, folks, this hour of news and views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. And if you want 40% off on video transfers, that's videotapes, not films, to digital format, you get 40% off when you tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener. Again, that number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this hour of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to call in.
Know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale with great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Right now, get a 57-piece quarter-inch drive ratchet, socket, and bit set just $24.99, plus double O rewards points, which means you'll get to your next reward even faster. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S.